From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Good afternoon, this is CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. My name is Patrick, and the show is called, as these gentlemen just introduced themselves, Fasten Your Seatbelt. We feature guitar-driven rock, punk, folk, a little bit of country perhaps, from the 1960s to the present, a span of over 70 years. And so, look forward to entertaining you today with a playlist that hopefully meets your requirements. So on today's show, we're going to be present the following bands, so you know what's coming. The Drive-By Truckers, we'll open with the Drive-By Truckers, and then follow up with Jeff Beck, Seal, Ben Harper, Kathleen Edwards, Bob Dylan, the Dropkick Murphys, Social Distortion, Cream, Cheap Trick, maybe if we can fit into the Grand Funk Railroad. Anyway, hopefully you enjoy the show and the variety that we have to offer you. So we'll start with the band called the Drive-By Truckers. They're an American rock band based in Athens, Georgia, and led by longtime partners Patterson Hoot, Mike Cooley, and then a rotating cast of supporting characters, including, of course, Jason Isbell, who struck out on his own and is certainly a superstar in his own right. And the band has released 14 albums over these past number of years, and this is a tune from one of those discs, and it is from a tune called Lookout Mountain. So I hope you enjoy it. This is the Drive-By Truckers and Lookout Mountain. We'll be right back. And that was the Drive-By Truckers with Lookout Mountain. Our next band up is fronted by Seal, and this is a work with Jeff Beck. So probably two well-known names to you, but perhaps not as a duo who have created some music. So we're going to listen to what they have been able to do, and they're going to use a Jimi Hendrix tune to showcase their styles. So we're going to start with a song called Manic Depression. Perhaps a song well known to you, but if not, here is the interpretation of it, done by Seal with Jeff Beck on guitar.
Manic depression. Tell you how I feel.
there you have it. Two superstars in one, with Seal on vocals, and of course the incomparable and the late lamented, much lamented, Jeff Beck on a Hendrix tune, Manic Depression. Next up, another artist very much worthy of your attention, a gentleman by the name of Ben Harper, his band called the Relentless Seven. So there was certainly Ben Harper emerged in the 80s and 90s. He offered a varied catalog, but in my view some of the best work was done in his collaboration with his band, the Relentless Seven, and that's who you're going to hear now. So we're going to hear Ben Harper, certainly a great artist in his own right, of course, and we're going to listen to them do an interpretation of the Hendrix tune, which is called Manic Red House.
And I've not been home too soon.
And that's Ben Harper and the Relentless Seven and their interpretation of Red House, of course, a Hendrix tune. Our next artist is a woman by the name of Kathleen Edwards. She's a Canadian who arrived on the scene in the early 2000s and disappeared for a while to run a coffee shop, but has recently made a reappearance with a new disc. And this is this cut is from her more recent output. We're going to listen to a tune called this would be a tune called 6 o'clock news. So we'll see what she has to say about the news. Here she is, Kathleen Edwards.
Yeah.
Kathleen Edwards telling you about her broken heart. A great artist. Out of the scene for a bit, and she worked on opened a business, but has decided to come back and with a new disc and some great new tunes, so we'll certainly play those in weeks to come. Appreciate her talent very much. Speaking of talented, you listen to a guy by the name of Bob Dylan. You probably have heard of him, I'm guessing. And Bob Dylan is going to sing a tune here that probably you have also heard before, but this is the way he does it. So this is Bob Dylan, and he is Mr. Tambourine Man, so give it a listen.
Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped, my hands can't feel to grip, my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way, I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone. It's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Thank you. through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
And that, of course, was Bob Dylan with a great tune, Mr. Tambourine Man. And, yeah, I like him or hate him sometimes, but you got to admit that he's a great songwriter, great guitarist, and has a great sense of what's great music. So that's Mr. Tambourine Man. Next up is a band called the Dropkick Murphys, and you may have heard of them. They're a long-standing punk rock band from Boston, formed in 1996 and built on their working-class union roots. They've survived to the present and have done well. They've appeared in Winnipeg on several occasions with their unique bagpipe sound and all that goes with them, and usually ends with the crowds rushing the stage, and they sing their last song on the shoulders of the fans. So a great band, great music, but also with a great stage show. And so if they come through Winnipeg again, which certainly we hope they will, they're very active, that we will be able to you'll be able to hear them again. So we're going to listen to them right now, though, and so we're going to listen to a tune called it's called The Fields of Athenae, and hope that this one rings a bell for you, one that you enjoy. So we're going to listen to the Dropkick Murphys and a song called The Fields of Athenae. And that's the Dropkick Murphys, The Fields of Athenry. And again, I can't recommend this band enough for their live show. They certainly take over the venue, and usually by the end of the show, everybody's on stage and they're bopping around, and the guys are on their shoulders, and it's really a great show, and the music is terrific. They're great out of their Boston roots, and certainly well worth a listen and a viewing if you can get to a live show. Next up is a band called Social Distortion, and this is a new CD that's just been out maybe a couple of weeks, and been into it and really enjoyed it. Certainly a favorite band of mine. They're a long-running band formed by a guy named Mike Ness, and the band has been out of action for a while, as Ness has had some health problems, and I believe Johnny Wickersham, their guitarist, also has had some battles with his health. But they've been in good health for a while now, and they're out in the studio and have now released a new disc called Born to Kill, and that's actually the tune we're going to listen to now. So we'll listen to the band playing with their tune Born to Kill, and hope you enjoy it. They're certainly a band that one of my favorites, and certainly with a lot of staying power. They've been around for many years. So let's listen to Social Distortion and the title cut, Born to Kill. We'll be right back. that was Social Distortion with the title cut from their new CD, Born to Kill. Great tune and a great band. I've seen them in Winnipeg a number of times, and I expect they'll be on the road promoting this disc, and I would highly recommend them. They put on a great show, and they're lots of fun, too. They interact with the crowd and really get them going. So if you have a chance to see them, Social Distortion, coming to a venue near you. Continuing on with today's playlist, we're going to listen to an older band. We're going to listen to Cream. That's a band that has certainly been well known over the years, and certainly well recognized. They were formed in 1966, and as I promised, this show will go over the years, and so here we're going backwards a bit. And this is a band that was formed in 1966, so a few years back, and included guys like Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, and Ginger Baker, probably the first super group with all members, particularly Clapton, arriving from other bands and continuing with long careers, and certainly highly recommended. So we'll listen to Cream. We'll listen to a tune called Crossroads, which is one well known that they have produced. So we'll listen to Cream, and the tune is called Crossroads.
Down to the cross. across her, believe I'm sinking down.
Thank you. Eric Clapton, please, the vocal.
And that was Cream with, as the gentleman said, Eric Clapton on vocals and, of course, on guitar. So a great tune, Crossroads. Going to listen to another band that is a favorite. And this is a band called Cheap Trick with incredible staying power. They were formed in 1973 and continue to tour to this day with three of the four founding members due to their talent and their longevity. They've been cited as an influence on the alternative rock scene and the power pop genre. And for these accomplishments, they were asked to become members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016, and very deserving for their great music, of course, but also for their staying power. I mean, they've been around for a long time and continue to tour and continue to put their music out there. So we're going to go to a tune called Clock Strikes 10, and this is a Cheap Trick. And that's Cheap Trick, live from Japan, if I recall correctly. That, of course, it's a live disc, and I think that's they're playing to rapturous fans in Japan. And it's certainly a band that has had great staying power and have toured relentlessly and still producing new music, too. I think our final up band, we're running out of time today, unfortunately, but we've got at least one more tune for you. So this is going to be Social Distortion again from their earlier years. We just heard their new release, Born to Kill, and we're going to go back to an earlier release called, the band was called, the tune is called Ring of Fire. It's certainly a Johnny Cash song, but one that they proudly are able to showcase for us. So we're going to listen to Social Distortion and a tune called Ring of Fire, courtesy of Mr. Johnny Cash. So hope you enjoy the show. Hope you've enjoyed the show and enjoy this tune.
Thank you.
And that was, of course, Social Distortion with Ring of Fire from one of the earlier discs. We've got just a couple of minutes left, but we're not going to waste the opportunity to tout the latest Social Distortion disc. So we're going to just play a quick cut, and hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a good week, and we'll see you next time.